week one. Will you be able to identify and grant these classroom rights and responsibilities? Objective one. Will you understand the importance of rules? You can generate a list of classroom rules. You can generate a list of rules at home versus rules at school. Compare and contrast similarities and differences between them. Talk about why. You should talk about rules followed in the community and in social situations. Objective 2. Will you know and follow classroom and school rules? You should post the classroom rules for all to see. You should have role play activities involving following rules versus not following rules. You should discuss choices. Week 2. Will you be able to understand that all nations have governments? Objective 1. Will you understand the government within family life? You should draw and label a picture of an immediate family member. You should discuss the roles of each family member in helping with family work. You should compare roles of leaders and the roles of helpers both at home and at school. You should talk about routines at home and school. Objective 2. Will you be able to compare family and school government with the structure of our national government, i.e. president? You should discuss the rules in individual families. Discuss the people who enforce the rules. You should discuss the role of the President of the United States. You should write a rule that you feel is important or a rule that must be followed. Have them illustrated. Display rules on a bulletin board. Compare, contrast home and school rules. Will you be able to recognize that there are other nations with different traditions and practices? Objective. Will you understand and appreciate the importance of tolerance towards all people and their differences? You should have the home school coordinator deliver a program about tolerance towards all people. You should have units on individuals with disabilities. You should invite guest speaker. You should celebrate a multicultural day. Week 4. Will you be able to recognize that there are other nations with different traditions and practices? Objective. Will you identify the continents as nations with traditions and practices on a globe or map? You should locate Australia, Africa, document and compose into a picture book, slideshow, poster, etc. You should compare the similarities and differences between the seven continents. Objective 1. Will you understand the likeness and differences of the coins and bills in our monetary system? You should use of real money and commercially made manipulative and visuals. You should play money bingo that focuses on the likeness and differences of coins and bills. Objective 2. Will you be able to describe the purpose of money? You should read books and videos on money and what it is used for. You should make posters concerning the purpose of money. You should play games focusing on the use of money. You should set up a classroom store where to buy items with money they have earned in the classroom. You should talk about money from around the world. Talk about the similarities and differences in look and texture. Objective 3. Will you generate a list of goods and services and compare their relative costs? You should define goods and services. You should develop a large visual class list under each word. Involve your parents in generating cost of each good and service. You should have classroom jobs. You should have a class job day where people from different jobs come in. You should develop and play a game of The Price is Right. Could be transferred to Hyper Studio Kid Big Slideshow. You should have a kid kitchen day. Gather items to bake, list materials needed, cost, and where to find them. You should take a trip to the market to get the items, make the foods, and sell them to school. Week 7. Will you explain the terms consumer and product? Objective 1. Will you use monetary terms correctly? Savings, allowance, earn, spend, consumer, product, and you should explain and discuss the monetary terms, savings, allowance, earn, spend, consumer, product, and bank. You should take a field trip to a local bank. You should have a role-play activity that involves the use of monetary terms. You should develop a classroom store that involves students earning money, saving what they earn for particular products, depositing their money in the classroom bank so that it earns interest, and providing each student with an allowance for being part of the class. Week 8. objective 2. Will you give examples of wants and limits of resources? You should play board games that use money to buy items. You should cut out 3 different versions of the same item with respective prices. Do this game with a few items. Talk about the ease or difficulties. Week 8 and 9. Will you be able to describe the human and physical characteristic of the immediate environment? Objective. Will you identify and use map and key correctly? You should create a simple map and key with playdoh of bedroom, home, classroom. You should create a make-believe neighborhood. You should develop a key for items such as houses, streets, signs, trees, etc. Could also be done on a make-believe classroom, playhouse, etc. Individual and family experiences in historical time and place. Objective 1. Will you understand and appreciate different family, school, community cultures? A family collage, tree, mural, etc. You should have a shared family member day. You should share family photo album. You should make a picture book about family. You should create a classroom timeline starting with the beginning of school. You will add significant personal events as they happen during the year. You should make a picture book of school personnel. You should gather pictures from school archives. Make a timeline of the changes from the time the children were born. Could pick one school personnel member and compare a child with them. You should gather picture, draw a picture of members of community. Week 11. Will you distinguish similarities and differences among historical events? Objective 1. Will you understand the changes in history as it related to current events? Create a classroom timeline starting with the beginning of school. Students will add significant personal events as they happen during the year. You should share current events in the news weekly. You should read Times for Kids, Weekly Reader, or Scholastic News. did make a birthday cake and head to celebrate July 4th. You should dramatize singing of the Declaration of Independence. You should learn about the Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria. Also learn about Mayflower, recreate them. You should list activities you do on the 4th of July, illustrated one. Compare that with what you did in the past. You should read aloud associated with these holidays. You should learn patriotic songs and other songs associated with these holidays. Distinguish